Breitbart's American Songwriter Showcase, Family, Faith, Freedom, and the Stories Behind the Hits. By John Kahn on July 4, 2024. One of Andrew Breitbart's enduring legacies is a simple yet powerful quote, "Politics is downstream from culture." We see this every day with liberal ideology permeating every aspect of our culture, from movies and television to music to programming for children. But there is one cultural Alamo whereby artists are still defending and fighting for the ideals we hold so close to our hearts: faith, family, freedom. That Alamo is country music, and as famed Nashville songwriter Jeffrey Steele notes, it is the last bastion of free speech. Breitbart News and Sirius XM brought together three of Nashville's best songwriters for a one-hour special hosted by Breitbart News Daily host Mike Slater, in which Jeffrey Steele, Neil Thrasher, and Michael Farren deliver amazing live performances. But what's so special about Nashville songwriters is not only their musical talent, but their ability to tell a story and give listeners a behind-the-scenes look at how their songs came to be, the struggle, the backlash, and the ultimate success. Now throw in a spirited discussion about topics ranging from politics, family, faith, and prayer, and you have Breitbart News and Sirius XM's American Songwriter Special. We hope you enjoy what will be the first of many and take faith that there are in fact artists who are using their gifts to fight the culture war that conservatives need to be fighting. They are the Nashville Songwriters. And they are a good hang. Round 1. Michael Farren checking in. Writers: Michael Farren, Kenneth Hart, Garrett Jacobs. Neil Thrasher. Try that in the small town. Writers: Neil Thrasher, Tully Kennedy, Kelly Lovelace, Kurt Allison. Jeffrey Steele. Am I the only one? Writers: Jeffrey Steele, Aaron Lewis, Ira Dean. Round 2. Michael Farren. Jericho. Writer: Michael Farren, Neil Thrasher. Flyover States. Writers: Neil Thrasher, Michael Delaney. Jeffrey Steele. My Town. Writers: Jeffrey Steele, Reed Nielsen. Jeffrey Steele, a member of the Nashville Songwriting Hall of Fame and a good friend to Breitbart. It's difficult to summarize his career. He's written songs for Eric Church, Tim McGraw, Miley Cyrus, Rascal Flatts, Montgomery Gentry, Faith Hill, Trace Adkins, and so many others. Steele has received multiple Grammy nominations, a Golden Globe nomination, and was named one of Billboard's top 5 writers 8 years in a row. He had over 500 songs cut in an 8-year period by over 100 artists, with over 100 singles released. He's written more than 75 gold and platinum records. Breitbart covered extensively his 2 recent politically charged songs that both reached number 1 without any radio play: Aaron Lewis' Am I the Only One and John Rich's Progress. Check out, Steele recently re-recorded his massive number 1 hit What Hurts the Most as duet with Rascal Flatts frontman, Gary Levox. Find it here. Neil Thrasher. Alabama native Neil Thrasher is one of Nashville's most accomplished songwriters, having written songs for some of country's most successful artists, including Jason Aldean, Kenny Chesney, Rascal Flatts, Tim McGraw, Luke Bryan, Ronnie Dunn, Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, Montgomery Gentry, and Lee Brice. His songs have sold more than 50 million records and have spent 25 weeks at number 1. He's received 20 ASCAP Country Music Awards and was selected as Country Songwriter of the Year. Most recently, he rocked the world off its politically correct axis with Jason Aldean's number 1 smash Try That in a Small Town that he wrote with Kelly Lovelace, Kurt Allison, and Tully Kennedy, which was covered extensively here at Breitbart.com. Check out Try That in a Small Town podcast, hosted by Thrasher and his co-writers, Lovelace, Allison, and Kennedy. The podcast is designed to reinforce the traditional principles that have historically shaped our nation. Michael Farren. 2x Grammy nominated and 4x Dove Award winning songwriter Michael Farren migrated to Nashville from Texas 20 years ago. It was a move that proved fruitful for the son of a preacher. Michael has penned hundreds of songs that span multiple genres, from Lauren Daigle's Grammy nominated and now platinum single Trust in You to Reba McEntire's Grammy winning album title track Sing It Now. His first commercial cut was the global worship anthem Let It Rain, which appeared on Michael W. Smith's RIAA-certified double platinum album Worship. He's penned songs for Zach Williams, Reba McEntire, Corey Asbury. His latest checking in was just cut by Lee Brice and for King Plus Country as a collaboration for Curb Records. Check out Michael's own version of checking in at iTunes.